Harry left her floating there, looking utterly bewildered. As he rounded the corner back into the entrance hall, he checked his watch. It was 5 minutes until midnight, and though he now knew what the last Horcrux was, he was no closer to discovering where it was. Generations of students had failed to find the diadem. That suggested that it was not in Ravenclaw Tower. But if not there, where? What hiding place had Tom Riddle discovered inside Hogwarts Castle that he believed would remain secret forever? Lost in desperate speculation, Harry turned a corner. But he had taken only a few steps down the new corridor when the window to his left broke open with a deafening, shattering crash. As he leapt aside, a gigantic body flew in through the window and hit the opposite wall. Something large and furry detached itself, whimpering, from the new arrival and flung itself at Harry. "Hagrid!" Harry bellowed, fighting off Fang the boarhound's attentions as the enormous bearded figure clambered to his feet. "What the—"
"Harry! You're here! You're here!"
Hagrid stooped down, bestowed upon Harry a cursory and rib-cracking hug, then ran back to the shattered window.
"Good boy, Groppy,"
he bellowed through the hole in the window.
"I'll see you in a moment. There's a good lad."
Beyond Hagrid, out in the dark night, Harry saw bursts of light in the distance and heard a weird, keening scream. He looked down at his watch. It was midnight. The battle had begun.
"Blimey, Harry,"
panted Hagrid.
"This is it, eh? Time to fight?"
"Hagrid, where have you come from?"
"Heard you know who from up in our cave,"
said Hagrid grimly.
"Voice carried, didn't he? You got till midnight to gimme Potter. Knew you must be here. Knew what must be happening. Get down, Fang. So, we come to join in. Me and Groppy and Fang. Smashed our way through the boundary by the forest. Groppy was carrying us, Fang and me. Told him to let me down at the castle. So, he shoved me through the window, bless him. Not exactly what I meant, but where's Ron and Hermione?"
"That," said Harry, "is a really good question. Come on." They hurried together along the corridor, Fang lolloping beside them. Harry could hear movement through the corridors all around, running footsteps, shouts. Through the windows, he could see more flashes of light in the dark grounds.
"Where are we going?"
puffed Hagrid, pounding along at Harry's heels, making the floorboards quake.
"I don't know exactly,"
said Harry, making another random turn, "but Ron and Hermione must be around here somewhere." The first casualties of the battle were already strewn across the passage ahead. The two stone gargoyles that usually guarded the entrance to the staff room had been smashed apart by a jinx that had sailed through another broken window. Their remains stirred feebly on the floor, and as Harry leapt over one of their disembodied heads, it moaned faintly,
"Oh, don't mind me. I'll just lie here and crumble."